Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Let's start the show this week with an overture.
Because it means we get to spend another 60 minutes with you. Hello, welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
Here we are for another 60 minutes of the best of the musicals. And this week we got a special interview, haven't we, Mrs. R?
We have indeed, yes. I went to see Only Fools and Horses and I talked to Craig Berry, who's the guy who's playing Boysie.
And we'll tell you all about the other things happening in the programme next.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun. Job's a game, and every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A lark, a spree, it's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. My point exactly. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest whilst gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Full of sugar makes it all better here on Grease Painted Stage Lights from Mary Poppins. Now it's time to do this.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
And this week's Lyrical Challenge is quite short because I couldn't find any words that everybody wouldn't recognise because it's a really famous song. So here we go. Only seven guineas, that or thereabouts.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow, because sometimes, I mean, last week's one that you did, Alistair, it went on for about 9 hours.
Yeah.
And it took about 4 pages on the website to put it up there. But this one is going to be, well, I'll have to make a bigger print for it. One more time, Mrs. R.
Here we go. Only seven guineas, that or thereabouts.
That's it. If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Still to come, we've got an interview with Craig Berry, who is playing Boise.
He's playing Boise in Only Fools and Horses on the tour.
But before that, we're going to play a song and then it's Ask the Experts.
Sometimes it's hard to make things clear and knowing to face the truth, and I know that the moment is here. I've opened my heart and showed you inside. My love has no pride, always with you. I've had nothing to hide. So open your eyes and see who I am. I'm not who you want from me. I am only myself, myself. I don't wanna lose you now. We're gonna get through somehow. I don't wanna lose you now. For once, I'm not sure.
I'm gonna go home for the night. Do you guys need anything else?
No. No.
Okay, if you do, just call me.
Okay. Becky. Where are the fan letters that we got after the accident?
They're at the office.
Can you have them here first thing in the morning?
Sure. But there are thousands of them. How many should I bring?
All of them.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Close every door to me. Hide all the world from me. Bar all the windows and shut out the light. Do what you want with me. Hate me and laugh at me. Darken my day.
Every door from Joseph Hen, his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And before that, from On Your Feet, we heard Don't Want to Lose You.
So there we are. Oh, yes, I forgot to mention. And thank you for reminding me. 2 at 22. What's the 2 at 22 this week?
2 at 22 this week come from Dreamboats and Petticoats.
Ah. Do you know, that was one of the, I think that was the third or fourth show I ever went to review. And I turned up on the South Bank. Alison hated it, but I loved every minute of it. The story was rubbish, but the music was so good.
The music's such fun.
The music is good, yeah, it's fun.
Takes you way back to the 60s. We're going to play another song, and after that, it's Ask the Experts.
We walk on every city street. We walk in lanes where branches meet. And stars send down their blessings from the blue. We go through storms of doubt and fear, And so we walk from year to year, believing in each other as we do. Bravely marching forward to but boys and girls like you and me walk beneath the skies. They love just as the same dream in their eyes. Songs and kings and many things have their day and are gone. But boys and girls like you
It's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Now, because we're doing an interview with Craig Berry in this programme, which will be coming up shortly, who's playing Boycie in Only Fools and Horses, I've got three questions about Boycie.
Oh, my goodness. I saw the show, but I didn't see the television show for donkey's years.
Sorry, Craig.
Well, this is going to be quite fun, because what's going to happen is I'm going to play you read the questions and give you three possible answers. Okay, you up for that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, question number one. Del Boy once made Boycie smell by squeezing onion puree into what? Was it A, hand cream, B, hair gel, or C, aftershave cream?
I'd say hair gel.
Personally. I'd say hair gel.
Spot on. Correct. Oh. Question number two. In the middle of a seance, Boycie's middle name was revealed. Was it A, Charlton, B, Kitchener, or C, Aubrey? Oh, got you thinking now.
Read them again.
It's going to be either Charlton, Kitchener, or Aubrey. His middle name was revealed in the seance.
Aubrey?
Yeah, I'll go Aubrey.
Spot on again, correct. Well done. And question three, which part of South London is Boycie from? Is it A, Bermondsey, B, Lewisham, or C, Bromley?
Bermondsey.
Bermondsey, yeah.
Bermondsey, you going for that?
Yeah.
I'll let you think about it.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.
Have you met my good friend Maria? The craziest girl on the block. You'll know her the minute you see her. She's the one who is in an advanced state of shock. She thinks she's in love. She thinks she's insane.
La la la.
She isn't in love. She's merely insane.
It must be the heat.
Or some rare disease.
La la la. Or too much to eat.
Or maybe it's please.
Keep away from her, Sanfordino. This is not the Maria we know. Modest and pure, polite and refined.
La, la, la.
Well-bred and mature, and had a pretty mind.
America, America, America! Ay, qué linda te ve!
Miss America, bravo! Speech!
Speech!
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the
city should give me its key. A committee should be organized to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy, I feel sunny, I feel fizzy and funny and fine and so pretty. Miss America can just resign.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which?
What?
Where? Who?
Such a pretty face, who? Such a pretty dress, who? Such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me, such a pretty me, such a pretty me.
I feel stunning,
I feel stunning,
and then prancing,
and then prancing,
like running,
feel like dancing,
and joy,
joy for a lot. By a pretty, wonderful boy.
West Side Story and I Feel Pretty here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Is that one of your favourite shows, guys?
It's a show I love. I can't say it's one of my favourites. I do like it, though. I'd go and see it.
I love it. It wouldn't make my top five.
No.
Might make my top 10, possibly.
I think it might make my top 10, maybe, yeah. I think I'd agree definitely with Alistair
and
there.
What's the best song from the show for you?
Oh.
Oh, crikey. Well, I like the quintet.
Mm.
Where you get the so I like the quintet. That's because it's really clever. But probably the best music is Dance at the Gym.
What do you reckon?
I'm going to have to come back to you on that one. Yeah, I'm right. Still thinking.
Okay, yeah. We'll leave that with you. Now, we had an interview. You did this with Craig Berry.
I did just a little short interview with him, yes.
Should we talk about it or should we listen to it and talk about
listen
it afterwards?
Listen to it first and we'll talk about it afterwards, yeah.
Now it's time for Roofie's Review on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So, I'm here with Craig Berry, and Craig is actually playing Boise at the moment in the tour of Only Fools and Horses. Hi, Craig, how are you?
Hi, Julia. Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
I saw the show. It was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. I bet you're really enjoying playing the part, aren't you?
Oh, it's an absolute gift. It's fantastic. I love every minute of it. It's just such an iconic piece that it's just joy to play.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that about everybody in the cast. Everybody is so ripe for the part they're playing. Really good.
It is fantastic. It was quite daunting at first because these are iconic characters that you absolutely desperately want to get right. You know,
people love them, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of love out there for each individual character and you want to make sure that you get it right. But we're well into the run now and we're just having a ball.
Yeah, I can be. And it comes across on the stage. So tell me, I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Whatever made you actually start performing? Did you do it as a child or...?
You know, I've always performed from a young age. I did the amateur dramatics. I did things in school. And it's always what I wanted to do as a child. It just didn't work that way round for me to go into it in the sort of traditional way that everybody else did.
You actually did shows as an amateur?
Yes, yeah. That's right. And at 17... I auditioned for Mount View Drama School.
Oh, yeah.
I got in, but I didn't get the scholarship and I couldn't afford to go. So went off in a different direction, did sales for a while and bought a house, got married.
And you must have played a few parts as an amateur, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the joy of doing amateur dramatics is that if you're any good as a guy, you get to play all the best parts.
This is very true, very true. So what made you think about going professional then?
Someone asked that same question and it sort of percolated in my head for a little while. I wasn't happy in sales. I can sell things. I was quite good at it and it was working, but I didn't enjoy it. And I thought to myself that if I didn't try at that point, that I would never know whether I would have been able to do it or not.
Yeah, of course.
So I went and found an agent.
Excellent.
Got some lovely representation and then started working my way through the profit shares and the low paid and all of that sort of thing.
And didn't you do that television competition thing?
Yes, I did. It was Channel 4's Musicality.
Wow, that's it.
And it was great fun and it was fantastic. That was back in 2004.
Oh, my God.
Had I been one of the winners of that programme, then maybe I would have tried a little earlier
than I was.
Sadly, I was one of the runners-up, so so they didn't offer us the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was another 8 years down the line before I gave it a go myself.
Yeah. Wow. Now, I believe you played Superman, am I right?
Yes, that's right. That's one of the earlier shows that I did, which was an absolute dream. I'm a massive Superman fan. So
what was your dream then?
Yeah, it was like a boy's own dream, yeah, you know, yeah. to go out and do it.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic. And that was actually one of the things that got me seen by casting agents and people, because a lot of people came to see it and it got me seen for other things, and it was a fantastic stepping stone.
Yeah, sure.
Through. The first performance was of a pub in Walthamstow. Then we transferred across to the Leicester Square Theatre for another week a year down the line, and it was just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, fantastic. You just need something like that to launch, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. It's carried on going from there onwards.
Brilliant. Because you did this in the West End. You did Over Falls and Horses, yes, in the West End, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. So from 22 to 23. That was amazing. That's my West End debut. And now go back out and do it again.
Excellent.
And bring it to the regional theatres. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you for talking to me, Craig. That was really brilliant.
No problem. It's all Julian.
Great.
Lovely to see you.
Right, what have we got today then?
Well, we've got some half-price track ties, miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze, them David Bowie LPs, bowl games, gold chains, what's the names and that a push, some Trevor Francis track suits from a mushy shepherd's bush, 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 no income tax, no VAT. No money back, no guarantee. Black or white, rich or broke, oh, we'll cut prices at a stroke. God bless Hookie Street. Viva Hookie Street. Long live Hookie Street. Say magnifique Hookie Street. Magnifique Hookie Street. Hookie Street.
Changing of the seasons and the tides of the sea. But he's the one that's driving me berserk. Why do only fools at all see his work? La 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 la. Why do only fools at all see his work?
Here goes three art worthies. He's a Japanese. What are these? These are knobbly knees. Difference is, he's still the time and he's stuck today. You're right, he's gone wrong.
What was interesting in Craig's interview was the fact it was 22, 23, the West End version. Mm. I mean, where is time going?
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Just flicking through.
Yeah.
And I can still distinctly remember standing in the stage door when he came out and Paul Woodhouse came out. And it was such a nice time.
Mm.
Good 2 hours of fun, I thought.
Yes, it really is. And for anybody who's a real fan of the television series, everybody in the show looks and sounds and is exactly like the person in the television series. It's really good. So it's such a good show.
So you thought of it really well? Did you enjoy
it? Yeah, I really liked it. I really liked it. We actually had the understudy on as Del Boy,
right.
But he did a very good job, very good job. But the person I was really impressed with was a guy called Tom Major, and he played, Del Boy, he played...
Rodney.
And he graduated from drama school in the summer.
Wow.
And it's his first professional job. And he was outstanding.
You can remember
absolutely
his name or not remember his name?
It's Tom Major. Yeah.
Tom Major. Oh, yes. I should listen, shouldn't I?
You should listen.
He was really, really good.
Tom Major.
Yeah.
So we've got to listen out for Tom Major in the future.
I think he's got a great career ahead of him. He was fantastic.
So there we are. Go and see it. And is it still at Milton Keynes?
It's at Milton Keynes until the end of this week.
Yeah.
And then it's off on tour of carrying on around the country till July.
Yeah, brilliant. Because we know Craig Berry from old. And it's nice looking at his posts because he says things like, oh, Sunderland's great, and then Glasgow.
Yeah,
and, yeah. But again, they just randomly go. There's no logic. I don't understand the logic of it.
He's got a good system, actually, because he was telling me about how he does it. He always, wherever he is, he drives home on Saturday night.
Ah.
So he spends Sunday at home. And then wherever he is, he drives there first thing on Monday morning.
Wow.
So he always gets one day at home every week. I mean, obviously, he's living at home because he lives not very far. He lives in Letchworth, so
he's
at home these 2 weeks. But I think that's quite a good system because it means at least you get home at least one day a week to see your family.
Absolutely. Otherwise, the cat forgets all about you. Still to come, we've got some great music. We've got our tour at 22, two songs from Dreamboats and Petticoats. But let's go stomping at the Savoy, shall we?
Why not?
Learn to move to that happy beat. Let's go back in time to the home of happy feet. It started up in Harlem on Lenox Avenue, where the ballroom of ballrooms caused a hell of a hullabaloo. Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it won you at a glance. Savoy gave happy feet the chance to dance. They came from everywhere around to groove to all that swinging sound. The hippest dancers ever found, they'd astound. How their hearts were singing where the Savoy, what joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where they would glide and sway. Savoy, they all would stomp away till dawn. Let me tell you about the crowds that would come for the songs they could hum. Get 4,000 people on the floor and it sounded like a giant drum. Bump, bump, bump. Two great fans every single night. Lady Day and Basie burning it bright. Swang and Ella sang. The place was like a powder keg about to ignite. Everybody hip to hippin', over the back and side flippin'. Toes were tapping and fingers snapping. Cutting the rug with the jitterbug bug. And even the stars from Hollywood would come out to play. Like Dietrich and Garbo and Alice Faye. To catch the sights, to watch these Lindy Hoppers hit those aerial heights. King at the Savoy. Happy was the girl and boy at the Savoy. To think that syncopation outsmarted segregation. Blacks and whites were romping, stop it all night at the Savoy. Till dawn.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Yeah.
They're all stiletto heels. It's physically impossible to make a stiletto that can bear the weight of a full-grown man.
Not so fast. If we could mold the steel, one piece from ball to heel, we'd underpin it and remake it so not even Don could break it.
Sorry?
I said we'd underpin it and remake it so not even Don could break it.
You think?
We can do it!
We can do it!
We can do it!
And Sex in the Hill here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Well, we reached 20 minutes to the top of an hour, which means it's time for our tour at 22.
Which today come from Dreamboats and Petticoats, which played in the West End and went out on tour. And it focuses on the years 1957 to 63. And it's basically just a catalogue of rock and roll hits from that era. back to back all the way through. Storyline, pretty sort of shallow, but that doesn't matter. That's not what it's about. It's all about the music and the dancing in it. You know who it's by?
No.
It is by Lawrence Marks and Maurice Gran, who are also responsible for...
It's like Ask the Experts. It is,
isn't it? Talk about turn the scales against you.
Lawrence Marks and Maurice Gran wrote Birds of a Feather.
Ah.
And they also wrote The New Statesman and Goodnight, Sweetheart. So, and then they've done a few musicals, this being one of them. So we've got two numbers from the show, and we're going to hear Dream Lover, but before that, our first number is At the Hop.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. In the middle of this week's Two at 22.
Oh, she was my fantasy.
Oh, Grandad, that is so uncool.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms.
Because I want a girl called love to me, sweet lover, until then. girl.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
If you've got a suggestion for a 2 at 22, then send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Now, I gave you RC Experts, you got 2 out of 3, which was brilliant, considering that you didn't know what you were thinking about. But question number 3 we struggled with, which part of South London is Boissy from? And you said Bermondsey. Do you want to change it now?
Yeah, we think it's Lewisham, because that's still vaguely...
Spot on, it's Lewisham. Well done.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. So if you want to suggest also a couple of questions for our experts that you think they may not get, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Who's going to break out some moves for a bit of Men in the Mirror for Michael Jackson musical?
All right, let's clear the desk.
Not me, I've got a bad back.
I'm going to make a change. Once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind.
grease paint and stage lights.
You'll think about it. You'll think about it.
I don't like that guy, the way he talks to Audrey.
God in him will know, the kid just said he'd mull it over.
No wonder she looks so unhealthy, it's enough to make you sick.
If he left me, if Seymour left me, why then I'd be right back where I started, which was broken, starving.
Sweet and good, beautiful as she is, she deserves a prince, not a sadistic creep like him.
Close to bankrupt.
What a louse.
Beset, befuddled and bereft. That's what I'd be if Seymour left.
He's a disgrace to the dental profession.
Seymour!
Sir?
Seymour! How would you like to be my son? How would you like to be my own adopted boy? I never liked him much before, but count the cash, it's in the drawer. I've got no choice, I'm much too poor, say yes.
What for?
Seymour, I want to be your dad. I want to see you climbing up my family tree. I used to think you left a stench, but now I see that you're a mensch, so I'm proposing to be my son. Moshnik and son. Sounds great. Three words with the ring of fate. So say you'll incorporate with me. A florist dream come true. Moshnik and his boy chick you. What business will do for FTD? How about it, Seymour, be my son? Just say the word, I'll have my lawyer on the phone.
Now, Mr. Moshnik, don't be rash. You always said that I was trash.
Oh, I was joking.
Sir, I'm joking.
Excuse the physical expression of my pride, of the sweet paternal Michigas I've held pent up inside.
Gee.
So? And say it, Seymour, tell me that you will.
Gee, I'd really like to, but
I'll hold my breath until.
Okay, you win, I'll be your son.
Well, I'll win, you'll be my son.
Draw up the papers, Dad, I'm touched, I really am. And someday when you're old and grey, I'll never have you put away.
You swear?
Promise.
What a son! Moshnik and son!
Me quick.
Please don't make me sick.
Moshnik and son.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
It's always the sad bit, and I'll tell you why it's the sad bit, because I don't get to see you for another week. But also, it's come to the end of the programme. I mean, 60 minutes just flies through.
It does, doesn't it?
So quickly.
Yes.
It's been a great show this week. I'll tell you for why, because we had that lovely interview. We also had some facts that were coming through for our tour at 22. And also, you mentioned off mic that you might be bringing back the story behind the song, Mr. Woodgate.
I thought so, yeah. About time we revisited that. So we'll pick a song. Tell the story behind it, how it was written, what it meant, maybe the circumstances behind it, sort of evolution, and then we'll play it.
Absolutely looking forward to that. That'd be brilliant. But in the meantime, we've got to go. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge?
The answer was, only 7 guineas, that or thereabouts. Boy for sale from Oliver.
Get a good price for him, Mr. Bumble.
Boy for sale, he's going cheap, only 7 guineas.
trees, that or thereabouts. Small boy, rather pale, through lack of sleep, eat him cruel dinners, stop him getting stout. If I should say he wasn't very greedy, I could not, I'd be telling you a tale. One poor seen as nice a boy for sale.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Light is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.